It is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did you have a good weekend at the races?
Did decent, but not with the two races I gave on the air.
Well, you had to run into a little bit of a slow bit there, you know.
Yeah, it was, like I said, they were lousy races.
You've been hot.
Well, we'll be hot again in 2 weeks when Belmont has 8 grade ones.
All right. Let's go to sports. Major League Baseball.
Yeah, let's go to baseball.
I'll let you take the lead first.
I really tried this weekend to watch baseball objectively, but I'm done. No more baseball for me.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. I don't know if you read the story or not, what Don Mattingly said.
No, I didn't.
Baseball is almost unwatchable.
It is.
Yeah.
I was watching the Yankees and the White Sox game on Monday night because Rendon was pitching. He's a pretty good pitcher. 6 innings, 2 hits, under 100 pitches, 13 strikeouts.
And they took him out.
So for those of you that can't add, there's 3 outs in an inning. 3 times 6 is 18. So 18 out of the 13 batters that made out were strikeouts.
Yeah.
Out of the game, goodbye. And it only gets better. Last night on the national TV was the Cubs and the Cardinals. And they made the mistake by giving you some stats. And they were pretty decent stats. Adam Wainwright and the catcher, Molina,
yeah,
they've teamed up together for 282 starts. That's an amazing number, 282 starts. Now, Wainwright's a veteran. He's 40 years old. He's still pitching. He's pitching a one-hitter last night after 8 innings. Okay? Let me get the number right here. 101 pitches through 8 innings. 1 hit, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Goodbye. The Cubs win the game 2-1. What is wrong with these people? The analytics is written down on paper, right? Paper's good for 2 things. And one of them's not reading. When are these people going to wake up?
Well, how about this?
It's unwatchable.
How about this? The Yankees won yesterday on a walk-off. A walk-off walk.
Yeah. I mean, pitching is at a premium. Pitching stinks in the major leagues. So when you get these guys getting outs and pitching good games, you take them out. Let's take them out. Let's give everybody a chance. Everybody gets a trophy, so daddy's happy. Baseball's become daddy ball. It's launch, lift, strikeout, pitch 4 innings, and say you did a good job. It's absolutely awful. When I played baseball, as long as you were getting people out, you pitched. Go back to when David Cone pitched, I think, around 170 pitches against the Seattle Mariners in the playoffs. I don't think he died after that. Baseball, I don't agree with a lot Don Mattingly says, but I agree with him 100%. It's unwatchable. It's unwatchable. We've been saying there's no fundamentals. The pitching is at a premium. The managing stinks. There's no reason to watch baseball. If you want to watch baseball, buy a video game, plug it in, let it play itself. It's probably better than the product you see for real.
Well, joining who I mentioned, of course, we have Paul Blair, Goose Gossage, Don Sutton. These are all big
time
players.
Most of them are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, and they just say that it's just unwatchable at times. And whatchamacallit, they were talking about it on MLB Network, and Ripken said, you know, baseball has got to get back to its roots. It's going to take a couple of years, but right now you can't have this many strikeouts.
You got to condone everything to the woke generation. Baseball's too long, and they need like dancing girls between innings. It's a joke. And I'm glad you brought up Goose Gossage. I always hated the Yankees all my life. Goose Gossage was a tremendous pitcher. Look up how many 3-inning saves Goose Gossage got.
Yeah.
Now, this is a reliever. 3-inning saves. Now 3-inning starts are good. And Goose was getting 3-inning saves. It's a total joke. Baseball is a total joke. Pitchers don't know how to pitch. When you pitched, you went out, you established yourself early. You try to coast through the middle. And at the last 3 innings, as my friend says, all hell broke loose. You let everything go to try to finish a game. People don't know how to pitch out of an inning. You get a guy on in the fifth inning, you're out of the game. You don't know how to induce a ground ball. You don't know how to get a strikeout when you need it. You don't know how to pitch to contact to get an out. It's a total joke. It's a total joke.
It's very strange, but you can't have that many former players from that many different teams and that many different personalities all saying the same thing without it being an alarming fact.
Yep.
And then you just look at the standings. I mean, in the NL West, 1-3, a two-game spread. In the NL Central.
But the records stink.
Well, that's what I was just going to get that. In the NL East, there's a two-and-a-half-game spread from first to last.
Yes, and there's only one team over 500.
Yeah, the AL West is a little different. There's one team within one-and-a-half game. But you look at the AL Central, it's the same thing. And you look at the AL East. Boston, Tampa Bay, and
the
Yankees.
That's the best league in baseball.
You
got four teams over 500.
You got four teams over 500, and the Yankees, Tampa Bay, and Boston are basically all the same. Baseball's
got... Toronto didn't get beat up this weekend by the Rays. Toronto just lost five games in a row. So those four teams are all in the mix.
But
they're all over 500.
Yeah.
Like I said, Toronto lost five in a row. They're only one game over 500 now. But at least all those teams are over 500. You go to any division, like you were saying, American League Central, two teams over 500. The West, two teams over 500. The NL East, one team over 500. The NL Central, two teams over 500. Oh, but the NL West is really good. You got three out of five over 500. It's garbage.
Baseball's going to have to. Gonna have to do something, and you can't. We've been talking. They changed, and even though they say they didn't, they changed baseball to bring back the home run, and now you've got the pitching is just horrible.
Pitching's horrible. The managing is horrible. The fundamentals are bad. When you got guys trying to yank a ball to one side with four guys standing on that side. And nobody standing on the other side of the field, there's something wrong with the game. That's like setting up a football play where 95% of the defensive line is on the right side of the football and one guy's on the left, and the team continues to run to the right. It's absolutely ridiculous.
All right, let's go to the NBA playoffs. The Knicks lost in the last second, 0.9 seconds left.
Yeah, I watched some of that game. It was a good game.
Yeah.
But the Knicks lost because of a lack of defense on that play. Yeah. They knew who was getting the ball, and they just let the right side open up, and he just went in and got a pretty undefended shot in that game.
Yeah.
Bad defense, where if you went back a couple years, they all would have been playing man. You're supposed to play man in the NBA, but they don't. They would have been playing a tight man-to-man defense where that kid wouldn't have been able to get off that uncontested shot. But his is what it is.
All right. And in hockey, the Bruins whopped up the Capitals. They won the series 4-1 with a 3-1 victory yesterday.
Yeah, Washington's synonymous with losers in every point, and the Capitals are gone.
And the Islanders and Penguins are tied up. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. And
good game by the Islanders Saturday night. Their best game in the playoffs yet. They beat Pittsburgh 4-1, and they really played a good game. So tonight's game is big. The series is tied at 2. Pittsburgh has home ice. They win tonight. They go up 3-2. The Islanders win. They go up 3-2 with a home game Wednesday. So, big game. I don't know what I'll be watching tonight.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about in sports?
I'm just disgusted with baseball. It's terrible.
It really is hard to watch.
I mean, you watch games and they're well pitched for a while. They come out and then it turns into home run derby. You got games going into extra innings with teams hitting grand slams with the fake guy on second base. It's an unwatchable product. It's an unwatchable. Bring it back to what it was. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Change the channel. Right. Go watch Days of Our Lives or some crazy band on somewhere if that's what you want to watch. People that want to watch baseball will watch baseball, and ratings will still be good. But if the ratings are dropping, not because of the game, as it's supposed to be, it's dropping because of the way that the game is being played now.
All right. Well, if anything exciting else happens during the course of the week, we'll speak to you. If not, we'll check with you on Friday.
Yeah, Mickelson won. You didn't mention that. Oh, well, hey, I got to get the golf in for you.
50 years old. First time a 50-year-old has won.
Is that really a big deal?
Yeah, because here's the reason it's a big deal now. Years ago, it wasn't such a big deal because there wasn't a big spread in strength. And, Nicholas came on and Tiger Woods. There's certain people that came on that were strong for the first couple of years. But now you have a bunch of young players that are all really, really, really strong.
Yeah, but it's 50 as it used to be?
No, I think you're right. 50 is the new 40. But still,
maybe 35.
It's a big accomplishment for Lefty.
Because he hasn't won a big tournament in a long time.
Yeah, so give him a lot of credit for winning that. And it's always nice to see the young pugs get some comeuppance there.
There you go.
All right, Mike, I'll check with you on Friday.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.